In a state where the youth incarceration rate is 40% above the national average, Indianapolis stands out. Marion County has dramatically cut the number of children and teens in detention. WFYI's Katrina Pross reports on what spurred the change and what the city is doing instead.
I'm at a meeting for New Boy, a mentorship program for teen boys. About 30 boys sit in a circle of plastic chairs in an empty retail space on the far east side of Indianapolis.
Two claps, man. Some of you guys, man, been through so much in your lives and are still going through it, but you still persevere, man.
That's Kareem Hines, the group's leader. The discussion is raw. They talk about relationships, mental health, and boys who've been shot and killed in the community.
And I know some grown men that go through lesser stuff than you, that use that as a reason to smoke, do drugs, cheat on their wife. So your resilience, man, is crazy. That's huge.
Indianapolis made a commitment about 15 years ago to lock up fewer kids. New Boy is one of the programs they use instead. Most of the boys come from communities troubled by gun violence. Hines says many have experienced domestic violence or neglect.
A lot of our women are going through a lot of trauma. They have a lot of pain and pent-up aggression, and we're seeing it manifest itself in a real self-destructive way.
About 40% of the kids in New Boy are court-ordered to be there. Some attend the meetings as a requirement of their probation. The program offers classes like karate and boxing. Each teen is assigned a mentor.
We don't judge them. We try to connect with them first.
Hines says adults need to build trusting relationships with kids before they try to change their behavior. It's a stark difference from the punitive approach to juvenile justice that used to be pervasive in Indianapolis. Judge Jeffrey Gaither oversees the juvenile court in Marion County. Gaither says when he first started working for the system in the 90s, the detention center routinely locked up way more youth than the center was designed to hold.
And so kids were sleeping everywhere. They were in mattresses, in the chapel or in the gym and so forth. And the philosophy that existed was the best way to keep children safe was to keep them locked up.
Now there are only a few dozen kids in juvenile detention. The court uses alternatives instead, like electronic monitoring. Christine Curl is the county's chief probation officer. She says the decrease started in 2006. Indianapolis joined a national effort to reduce detention.
It took courage to make this decision, because when youth is in detention, we know where they are, we know what they're doing. But what we also found out is we were causing more harm than positive influence for those youth that were being detained.
Research shows the negative impacts of detention. Mental health problems get worse, and teens are less likely to earn a high school diploma. Marion County still detains some kids. One of those was Cam, a 13-year-old. He brought a gun to his middle school because he was fighting with other kids and he wanted protection. Cam says detention was traumatic.
So I was definitely hurting. And I didn't care what nobody said. I cried every night until I got to come home, because I knew that I could do so much better in this world than that.
The week after he was released, Cam was messing with a gun he found in his mom's car, and he shot himself in the leg. The day he came home from the hospital, police took him back to detention. Cam is 15 now. After he was released from detention, probation required him to participate in New Boy. He was hooked from the first meeting.
It was amazing. That was the first time I went, I spoke. Like, they make it like so easy for somebody to speak who's been through so much. So it was easy to speak right then and there, right off the top.
Cam's probation ended months ago, but he keeps going to New Boy. I'm Katrina Pross, WFYI News.